Ledge has hit it. No ledge. Rim job only.
Whoa. Ledge job only.
Edging. Like, you be getting the edge?
I stay away from the edge.
You rated our superstar. No? Be egging the edge.
It's 2024. Welcome.
Bro, look, back. Look. Don't, man, I ain't got time for no pleasantries. I ain't got time to talk to you. You literally left for 4 weeks. Four. We ain't did an episode.
No.
Did an episode since December.
I know, because we had Christmas, so we took off Christmas. Christmas week.
We French.
We took off Christmas, and then okay. I had a couple weeks vacation.
Yep.
And then we came back and I recovered, and now I'm back.
This man, you took off the week before Christmas. You took off Christmas. You took the week after Christmas, which was New Year's.
No, you
then
said,
you went out of town.
That's too many weeks. No. I didn't take 3 weeks off.
Bro.
Episode was December 22nd. So we did the week of Christmas, the week before Christmas.
No.
We gave the people a Christmas gift.
You should stay where you was at. Now we
are. I'd be warmer.
Can you step away from the mic to breathe in, Chocolate Rain? Is it cold down in Soltex?
It's 72 today.
That ain't cold at all.
No, a couple days ago, though, it was, 11, 12 degrees, but we got past it. We survived. I know you had some cold ass weather, some 2-degree, 3-degree, 9-degree.
Yeah, it was cold shit up here. We got some snow for like 5 seconds. It snowed one day, and then it was gone.
Now you're blessed.
It was gone halfway.
Let it leave.
I was talking about Memphis people, man. They still snowed in today. They still got snow right now on ground. On God.
On for ground. Real. Yeah, on I don't want to be there on ground with snow.
OG. For days. The OG on ground. On ground for real.
You're 10 toes down in the snow.
And doing too much. You're doing too much. All right, now look, you've been gone for 75 days. Now you might as well go ahead and talk. What did you do on your winter ass vacation?
Nothing, man. It was
nothing.
For being in the winter, it was 85, 88 degrees. It was beautiful, tropical, great shorts, hammock. Heat, sun, beach. It was cool.
Pocket, shirt, coat.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it was that and eating food, looking at a volcano, driving up a mountain, going to some kind of volcano lake, just looking at stuff like that.
When you go and y'all be getting food and you don't show up to the table on time, does the warden be like... It's time to fucking eat. Does she do that or does she do it in Spanish?
Nobody does nothing like that. I'd be there on time to get my food.
Hable en español.
I'm not missing my food.
Oh.
I can tell. I can understand when the food's ready. I can smell that. I can see it. I don't need language to tell me that.
If you smell what the El Salvadorian is cooking.
And did I tell you I lost my glasses in the ocean?
Obviously, you didn't tell me that shit.
What
do you mean? No.
I got fucked up by a wave, like big time. The waves down there are a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's bigger in El Salvador in the water. So I was playing with the waves. I was getting too big for my britches, trying to, I'm going to stand out here, get hit by the wave. I'm going to go a little further, get hit by the wave. I'm going to test it. So I'm pushing myself. And the ocean pushed back. Yes. I got out there. I fucked around a big, one of those, what do you call those? Those phantom waves or something, those rogue waves that just sneak up on you out of nowhere. And all of a sudden they're double your height. You're like, oh shit, it's coming. So I bohicaed, man. I bend over. I took it. I turned around.
Oh, you bohicaed? What does that even mean? I don't even know what the reference is.
Bend over here. I know
the bend over part.
Bend over, here it comes again. So that wave was coming again.
Shit. Here we go. Okay.
So I turned, let it hit my back. And I try to like take it. And
take that.
But the wave pushed me down like all the way, like down. Yeah, and there was a wave coming back, like there was a rift current kind of going on. So I got pushed out to the ocean a little bit, and then a wave hit me in my back, and I fell face down and got like rolled over like 20 feet. And then when I came up, I didn't have no glasses stuck on my head anymore because I was out there just supposed to be supervising the kids and hanging out, standing around, not really swimming. But I went under. I came back up, didn't have my shit. So they were gone. They were like, there's no time to get them. You can't see nothing. That shit's gone. They disappeared. So I'm just out there looking around like everything's blurry and shit the rest of the day because I didn't have any more glasses. But luckily I took some sunglasses backups. So for like 4 days, I was wearing my sunglasses 24 hours a day.
I wear my all the way through the night. The night looking ass.
I had to. I was out there at the pitch black wearing sunglasses. I'm like, it's dark out here.
And yeah,
I'm like,
dark as shit. I can't see a goddamn thing. What is going on?
So I had to ride those for a few days, but I was able to go to one of their local little mm-hmm. joints and get some glasses made. But they turned those bitches around in 4 days, like super quick.
They took your insurance?
No.
Oh,
I had to pay cash.
Oh, okay.
But they had the briefcase, like, you know, you see the movies like the cowboy days where you have like the briefcase uh-huh. and the optometrist has all the, like 2,000 different lenses in there. And he like puts that thing on your head and shit. You look like a fucking like alien with the thing on your face with the glasses. So they did mm-hmm. that with all these lenses, but they were able to copy my prescription from the sunglasses. So I didn't have to like go through the whole briefcase trying to figure out which lens it was. But yeah, they hooked me up with some glasses. It worked for a couple more days, but it was like a $200 lesson of don't get in the ocean unless you got one of those head straps with your glasses.
Yeah, to stay attached. I would think that would be common fucking sense to not get into ocean when you got glasses on.
This man's, her uncle asked me when we got back. He was like, oh, you lost your glasses? How much did they cost? Were they like $5? Like seriously, like thinking they were like $5. Like some reading mm-hmm. glasses or something. I'm like, mm-hmm. nah, bro, they were like $200. These were like RX real glasses. I didn't get no $5 glasses. So I'm like, unfortunately, no, they're not $5. I need to go actually get a whole real pair to replace this shit. Oh, man.
Well, I thought you would have got fitted with some goddamn bottle caps down there, but it worked.
Oh, the technology, like how they put them together is different. They like glued two lenses together to give my prescription. You can see it's a little bit different than how they get it. If I go, you know, here to Costco and get some ordered.
Yeah.
It's like one piece of glass. They squish two pieces of glass together there.
Is that lens thick as fuck? You got some bottle caps. Goddamn.
It ain't to that point yet. Give me another 5 years. My prescription might be bottle cap. I don't know.
Right.
But
no, it was sticking two lenses together. I thought it was big and thick. Like thick. That boy thick.
Oh yeah. It was. Yeah. Two lenses with two big capital L's.
Yeah, I know, right?
I can see now. Well, don't go in the ocean without your head strap.
I thought you would have got new glasses, like some brand new glasses as soon as you came back to America.
I haven't been able to go drop by and do that shit yet, but I will.
You've been back glasses. Like a week. Why?
Dude, I live in the boonies. Oh, I got shit to do.
That's true.
You got to remember, if I want to go do that, I have to plan like 9 days ahead and figure out how am I going to get to the city, what time, how am I going to get back. It's a 6 hour round trip. You know that.
Yeah. I forgot about that part. Like, you ain't got nothing. But all right, just use those glasses. But I know what's going to make you mad. I ordered a salad and I'm going to go get that. So 1 second, sir.
Go ahead. Before it gets cold. Your hot salad.
Oh, shit, I'm going to get this salad. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Oh, my God. Okay.
If he's getting his salad. Or if he's going to get another guy's salad. I'm not sure what's happening right now, but he's going to get that salad. Hope it's got some meat on it. Not a meatless salad. I mess with a salad now and then. In fact, I had one last night. Thanks for asking. A little Caesar, quesar. With a side of chicken strips. Yeah. I bet Jeff's getting some highfalutin. Bougie, special fusion salad, Tex-Mex, Asian, Thai, Middle Eastern, Indian salad with some ingredients I don't know how to pronounce that nobody's ever heard of. Some special spices from Marco Polo. I think he had to go down 19 flights of stairs to get this damn salad, too. I heard he bought a mansion recently, so he's living in quite a large apartment.
Salad
fishes now. Oh, is the salad man back? Bring that salad over here.
I'm back.
New croutons.
I'm back. My fat ass had to run down some flight of stairs.
I was telling the people you had a big ass house. You got to run to the front door.
I had to fight a hobo. He was trying to get my salad.
Yeah, people do be stealing your stuff.
Okay, I'm back. Oh my God.
Did you get the salad tossed?
Shit, no, bro. What the pause? Absolutely not. Pause.
Oh, it's in one of those little plastic containers. Toss it yourself. It's a self-tossed salad. Toss it home.
You can toss it. You can self-toss it. You can extra toss it. You can not toss it. I don't know. Really up to you, guy.
I just want my dressing everywhere. Oh, on every leaf.
What's your salad dressing of choice?
I fuck with the nice raspberry vinaigrette. I'll
that's eat gross as hell. Why would you, always like the shit that nobody else wants?
What? They sell it at the store. I'll eat a vinaigrette. I'll eat a raspberry vinaigrette. I'll eat a ranch. I don't really fuck with like salads and all that too often. So I don't know other concoctions, but I'll eat something with some sauce on it.
Man, look, bro. You always want some shit.
Like, I got
crunchy peanut butter looking at.
I had a Caesar salad last night. That was cool.
Yeah, the Caesar.
I know that's not as highfalutin and fancy as what you're getting. Well, what kind of tossed salad? Tell the people what kind of tossed salad you got.
It's got mixed greens on it. And I'm eating it just for like Miss Cherry can hear it.
Oh, what's it combined with? Is it like crossover to different countries? Is it like a Thai, Tex-Mex, Mexican salad?
It is a salad with pecans, strawberries, blue cheese, bacon.
There you go.
And blue cheese dressing. That's what it is.
Blue cheese. I knew it was going to be something weird. Always with you. Can't get nothing normal.
Wait. Blue cheese dressing is delicious. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yuck. But that's cool, though. Everybody got their own style. Everybody got their own style. You certainly got one. Did you see that?
You eat peanut butter and waffles, bro. Don't come for me.
That's years back, bro. You tried it. Everybody did something in their younger days, a little different. But okay. I was like, man, you got me fucked up. I was going to say something, and then you hit me with the peanut butter waffles stuff.
My bad. I didn't know.
I totally forgot about now.
Eat I'm it eating up. This out. For you listen. Anybody who, I can totally tell that you're eating on a podcast. Listen to it.
Oh, there's no hiding this one. We ain't trying to hide it. Loud and proud.
Yeah. Anyway, but you don't know what you were trying to say yet. You don't know.
It's gone.
Damn.
I did watch the Indiana Jones reveal today, so that looks nice.
Indiana Jones movie?
No, video game.
Oh, did not watch that.
Why are we just now getting
an Indiana Jones game in the year 2024?
It's been in dormant for like 25 years. The last one I know about was on the original Xbox.
I thought the last one I knew about was like NES days or Super NES days.
No, there was one on their OG Xbox 2001 or so, and then I think there was like some PC Indiana Jones game like along in the 90s.
Right.
But I don't think in the last 20 years there's actually been one.
This
is going to be a first person, third person mix. And it looks like remember that people that made Return, like Castle Wolfenstein.
Oh, that might be a pretty good series. Yeah, that might
be pretty good. They made good single player games, and it looks like Harrison Ford younger.
Oh, they de-aged him on the game.
Yeah, he's aged correctly to be in his mid 30s.
Gotcha.
So it's cool, and he's doing all the action. Got the whip, got the guns, got the puzzle solving, all that type of stuff. So
watch me, Nene. Watch me whip. Now watch me, Nene.
Oh, that it'd be cool if they do a trailer with that. Watch me whip. And they got a little highlight reel.
Oh, man.
Someone on TikTok will put that together when the game comes out. You know it.
Yeah, somebody on TikTok will have a slave on the opposite end of that whip properly. The internet is...
Man, why you say that? Yeah. Man, this dude... there was some comedian on TikTok. I don't know how this man said this with a straight face.
Uh-huh.
He said he wanted to... Okay, you know an undercover boss.
Yep.
He wanted to do an undercover boss.
In slavery times? Oh my God. What in the hell?
And so the guy asked him, you know that makes you the plantation owner, right? He said, I don't want to be the plantation owner. No, I'm not like that. I just want to be undercover boss as a slave. But he said, but that means you're the boss. You're the plantation owner. The motherfucker
want to be a shift leader or some shit like this. I'm just a team lead, man. I'm not the big boss. I'm just a team lead. I'm out here supervising.
Undercover boss of that, like what the fuck? people say anything on the internet these days, man.
Yeah, look at this podcast. We say you say shit.
No, that's true. I'm in the say random shit club.
Yeah, you don't like Jewish people. You hate the blacks. All that stuff.
What? No. That ain't me. You got me mixed up with somebody else.
What?
I have love for all people, all kinds.
No, brother.
Some shit be funny though, but I have love for everybody.
I specifically remember you saying, I don't like Jewish people. I'm joking.
No.
You don't even have no Jewish. No,
yeah.
So you're like,
I have Jewish in-laws.
Man is Jewish. How am I going to be racist?
I got Jewish in-laws. I got a whole Jewish side of our family.
Where?
They married into the family I married into.
How did you hear?
Somebody's wife is the whole family is super, super Jewish. So there's Jewish people.
You're about to say, I know what you're about to say.
No, what? No, they're like into it.
And they super Jewish.
No, they're into it. I'm talking about they're serious about it. They're about that life. So
they some super Jews. Like super Jews, they eat bagels and shit all the time.
Man, what's bagels got to do with this shit?
Bagels, you do know bagels are from that part of the world, right?
They originated in NYC in the Bronx.
No. Bagels were eaten way before that point. They were just differently looked. They didn't look exactly like round hole in the thing. Bagels been around for forever.
Yeah, bread has been around for a long time.
Yeah, man. I had speaking of that bagel, I had a bagel from a place called Suge's Bagels. It was all right.
Suge Knight? He making bagels?
Not that big, motherfucker. This is a Jewish place. Super Jew! They were in there making bagels. They had like pastrami on rye bagels and fucking lox bagels and bagels with schmear and
in a lox,
no schmear.
The lox is that what they call the hair, like the long hair braids on the side of the dude's head? That's a lox.
That's also racist, by the way. I was told that it was racist.
Wait. What was racist? Having the hair or saying the hair?
The word name dreadlock supposedly comes
dreadlocks
from.
Dreadlocks is not. Racist.
Yeah, it does. It comes
no,
from.
It's not.
Yeah. Can I finish my statement? It comes from a point of like black people having knotty hair and the dread that you felt, so they are called dreadlocks.
That's no.
If you look it up, it's true. But I'm like, no. Dreadlocks existed before black people had dreadlocks. I mean, just be honest.
A lot of cultures had dreadlocks.
Had them locks before we had locks. I mean,
the Wikipedia article I just pulled up on it is a Native American with dreadlocks. So like everybody be doing that, but I don't
Native
think
Americans
like,
what's those?
Yeah, they were like, oh, I dread this hair. I don't think that people on TikTok be making videos trying to break down language and say shit.
I mean, I know, right?
Be making stuff up sometimes. So you gotta have
coming from the resident racist. You know what? You make a good point.
What? The RR? No.
You RR. No, sir. RR. This man is a hard RR out here.
And this Chief Pitti Wahana Piwin.
Man, bro, you better call me the N-word. What?
This man had a long name, but he had these locks in 1885. Damn.
But black people have been around since before 1885.
Wait, black people before 1885?
Yes.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yes, that existed before 1885.
Yeah,
Africa was colonized way before that point, bro.
Yes.
Oh,
they got a picture. Dan, they got a picture from Greece from 1600 BC.
That's before black people.
In the cave drawings with locks. Damn.
Yeah, 1600 BC before color.
So.
You alive? Hello?
No, I'm trying to look up. I was trying to look at what that thing is on the side of like the Hasidic Jews, the curly thing they call, what do they call it? It's called something else.
Did you say Hasidic Jew?
No, Hasidic.
Shit.
Not as, they're not like lemons. They're not Hasidic.
I'm like, what does it mean?
No, the side curls. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the name of it.
I mean, I don't know what it is either. I know what you're talking about though. Yeah. I always thought that was the weirdest fucking hairstyle. Like what is this shit about? Like the side curl. I never understood.
How do you, I can't. Is that your sideburn? I don't know how you tell that part of your hair to grow that long.
Yeah, I don't know, bro.
Mine never grew that long, but that's cool.
Started that shit out as a wee lad. I was a wee lad in Ireland, and I had to grow out my hair.
So. That's cool. Like, I can't grow my hair that long these days.
We know. We've seen your shit. You got the patchiest beard I've ever seen in my life.
Man, I got no beard. I took it off.
This man grew his hair for like a year and a half. It looked like he had just started. What the fuck, man?
Wow.
Like everybody, you ain't got that hair gene. It's okay. Everybody ain't got that hair gene. I'm gonna.
I did try it for like 3 months, and like I did it for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that didn't work out, bro. You should have.
Those pictures. If I see those pictures scrolling through my photos, I'm like, oh shit, that's not good.
Yeah. It was a bad look. It was a bad look.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
What
the damn. Fuck? I'm just trying to clear my throat. Let me clear my throat.
Bro, are you? Okay. Anywho.
What was that?
That was the sound of distress coming out of my soul. What do you mean? Twittle.
It happens.
It's fine, man. But anyway, so you had Christmas off. You had New Year's off. You go out of the country and shit. I mean, you just pile up this dumb shit over and over again. So, What did you come home to? Did you have any? You bought that knife that you showed, right?
I bought some Call of Duty looking ass knife.
The hard RR killer.
Yeah, it's something. It ain't killing nobody. It's probably dull as hell. But right. I got a street knife. So that looks cool.
You just bought a knife. Like, what are you gonna do with it? Nothing.
It's still in the bag. I'm not gonna use it.
Dude, what the fuck did you buy it for?
Just because it looked like a Call of Duty skin.
You bought a knife in another country because it looks like a Call of Duty skin, and you don't even play Call of Duty.
Right. It just looked kind of crazy. It was like $15, so I was like, "Here you go. Let me get this pocket knife." It was cool. I didn't find the right like big old machete sword to pick up. Maybe the next time they had those for sale, but people actually use them down there for actually clearing land and, you know, cutting down trees and stuff. Not just for like killing people
and trading drugs. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, they trade drugs with a giant knife. Or protect their drugs.
You ain't ever seen that shit? They have that big ass thing come through the conveyor belt at the airport. They stab it with a giant knife, and then they put it on the edge of the knife, and then they put their
finger
on
it. That's how you lick it. And you test it. You got to test it like that with a big knife. You can't use a little knife for that.
No, a little knife was for people who ain't got a whole bunch of money. You got to get a big knife if you're a big man.
If you test your shit on a sword, it's going to taste better.
I mean, exactly, bro. If you stick like a butter knife in there, That ain't gonna feel the same. It don't have the same.
No, when I need that. When I make a French toast, I stab the powdered sugar bag and I do the same thing. I taste it from the tip of the butter knife.
You're like, I'm gonna taste this sugar from the tip of my knife, like powder on my knife, or
I rub it all in my gums and shit.
I mean, dude,
straight into my veins.
I'm gonna ask a question because you seem like you the drug addict here, or at least you Walter White somewhere. Is that even matter? Like, we've all seen it in like media and movies and stuff where they do this shit. They wipe around their mouth and stick it in their bum hole and make sure.
Is it like,
do they do is it is like that necessary?
So it's like the butt. If you take stuff in the butt, it goes straight into your veins. Apparently, like if you butt.
God damn it, pause.
If you butt chug alcohol, it goes straight into your fucking bloodstream or something. If you like take a pill through your asshole, it's better and it's more effective.
So you're meaning to tell me,
is your asshole and your gums the same? Like, can you get the cocaine like in there better if you rub it in your gums? That's the question we're asking. I don't know the answer.
That's the question you are asking. I ain't asked that shit at all. I'm not even part of this.
That's us. That's me and you asking the questions in the world. If anybody knows the answer, let us know. That's where you were going with it. Because
you lost me an asshole.
you're wondering if the gums are as receptive to drugs and pills and things like chemicals as the asshole skin. Maybe the asshole skin, like the butthole skin and the gums are the same kind of skin.
Oh my God. I hope the... Well, I'm not a scientist. It might be lips because it might be lips.
Oh, bitch, it might be.
Your asshole pucker, so your lips pucker. Maybe it's the same shit. I don't know.
You can pucker your lips. Oh no, we're talking about the gums. You can't pucker. You can't really move your gums. I've never seen somebody that can move their gums.
My bad. Wrong body part. My bad. Well, the inside of the
No, the gums are different. It's not a continuation of your lip skin. It's different.
Inside of your lip skin is similar to your gum skin, isn't it?
No, because you can have like periodontal gum disease. That's not lip disease.
But Bubba Gum had that shit, and he had it in both.
But your gums hold your teeth in. Your lips hold your teeth back, depending on who you are. But it just depends what you got going on. But it's different meat.
Here we go with meat again.
Now people got a lot of different meat on their body.
Dude, it's the same meat. It's a continuation. No. Whoa, okay, hold up. Let me explain this. The skin, the epidural on your body, is just an extension of all of the same skin cells.
The outside is different than the inside.
Yeah, but your asshole is the outside, layers. Not the inside.
No, My ass was on the inside. And on the
outside. No, you're the hole, motherfucker. The hole is on the outside. No, you ain't. No, sir. No, you're not getting. The hole is the outside. Like your mouth is the outside.
No, the hole. That's just the entrance skin. The hole is on the inside. That's part of your what do you call that? Your intestines? That's just the intestinal exit.
Let me ask a question. Wait, time out. You take a balloon, you blow it over air, and then you let it go and it go. That part that flaps in the fucking wind is outside. That's the asshole. It's outside. It's not indoors. It's outdoors. It's outdoor plumbing. That's how it works.
Okay, but it's not the skin DNA probably changed a little bit.
I'm not talking about inside of your ass. I'm talking about the fucking pucker face that you do when you squeeze.
Oh, shit. Yeah, the chocolate starfish. I know what you're talking about.
Yes, that shit. Booty hole brown is fucking outdoors. It's like indoors. The inside of your
skin. We outside.
We out here. The hole is brown, so because it's outdoor material.
Are we still comparing it to our gums? Like the meat? The inside of your nose is different. Inside of your ear kind of grows different hair on it.
Yeah, like. True. But it's all continuation of the same meat. You're right. Gum meat and tongue meat ain't the same meat, but it's still meat. But it's a different kind of meat.
You think the hair that grows in your ear and your nose and your crotch is the same as like your butt hair?
It's all pubic hair, bro. It's the same.
I got pubic hair in my ear and my nose.
Yeah, it's the same hair, bro. It's just get over it. Your hair, all the hair on your body is hair. It's no different. It's just hair.
You think they talk to each other? Like they know?
They got a fucking AT&T fucking long distance meal. Like, what the fuck?
Like the one strand of hair in the asshole is like, man, I wish I was on this dude's head. This shit sucks down here.
Man, you know what? It would suck to be.
What's that Pixar? The Pixar movie. If they were alive, the little characters, the emotions.
Yeah.
And there's a guy down there like struggling, like, man, please pluck me, please put me out of my misery.
It would suck to be the single hair on your taint.
And it'd be lonely as fuck too.
Lonely than a motherfucker down there, right? It's like, oh man, I could have been a head of hair. I could have been on a nipple, but I'm down here on the taint. Like nobody sees me. No one touches me.
Yeah, they're getting it. Like they're through thick and thin, and through. Sweaty and everything, like I feel bad for those hairs now. Damn.
Butt hair, I'm sorry. I drink a cup of coffee and butt hair gets fucked. So I'm like, hey bro, I'm sorry.
Oh, the butt hair is losing the glasses day at the beach.
I mean, oh my god.
Well, that wave is coming. You better hold on.
They say shit rolls downhill.
No, I'm glad we have gravity on Earth and shit's not coming out the other way.
Gravity. Oh my god. Sir Isaac Newton, thank you. That's also a dumbass TikTok where somebody said Sir Isaac Newton he created gravity. And then I'm like,
hey, if it wasn't for him, we'd be fucking bouncing off the surface all the time.
That's what they basically said. It was like Isaac Newton, he created gravity. Thank you, Isaac Newton, for creating gravity. I'm like, bro. That's this funny. Generation is doomed to a point of no existence. It's over with. Idiocracy 2.0 happening right now.
I'm just happy we get to see it play out in real time. We're the last generation that got educated.
I'm going to be dead. I'm going to be like, you know, on my deathbed laughing at the fact that this shit went sideways so horribly. Maybe Gretchen Rechenberg, whatever her name is, might
Gretchen Rechenberg. She'll save us. She can be a superhero.
Save us. Come save us. Our Lord and Savior, Greta Rechenberg. Come help us. Lord, we need
We need somebody. Man. And speaking of gravity, I was watching that show For All Mankind on Apple Plus.
I need to watch it. I got it in my queue. I haven't watched it yet.
It's good.
Is it about gravity?
They use gravity to get to space and go to the moon. And stuff. So they're on. You know, it's alternative history stuff where Russia gets to the moon first, and then
telling me the whole fucking story. I didn't know.
That's the intro. It's like, hey, we lost.
Haven't watched it yet.
I know, but that's how you tell someone about a show. Like, this is the story. Russia win. Uh-huh. We're catching up. We're trying to get there after them. So it's all drama after the 60s. It's alternative history, but it's mixed in with the real people and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. I like shows like that.
This one's pretty nice, and they're on the moon, bouncing around. And they're at a big crater, right? And the crater's like I guess a couple miles deep. It's fucking huge. Uh-huh. You can't see down into it. And I'm like, just why don't you just jump in? And like I was thinking, like, just float to the bottom. I know gravity is a few times weaker on the moon, but I guess I was wondering what was the highest like jump you can make where you still wouldn't get hurt if you're just gonna bounce around, or if you still like you fucking hit the ground at some point.
I mean, you still hit the ground. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'm not Isaac Newton or something or anything.
Yeah, we know.
But I'm almost for certain if you were to drop down a hole that eventually like the velocity that you're dropping speeds up on gravity that doesn't exist on the surface. It's got this weird paradox. It's like it's different. It's reversed of how ours work. So, you know, if we fall through the center of the Earth, when you go to the middle, the gravity reverses. So if I'm not mistaken, if there's no gravity, it does the reverse of what happens here.
What? No. The gravity is gonna shoot your fucking ass into space. The reverse of gravity is a push instead of pull.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying so, it's gonna do something different. I mean, gravity turn off.
You went all the way to the center of the fucking planet. I'm talking about a hole. How far could you drop down and not break your leg? This man went to the center of the moon.
Man, oh my god.
That's interesting, though. I like how you think. Yeah, this shit is a reverse.
It does a reverse, man.
We're going to find some kaiju. Yeah. And it's going to spit us out at a million miles an hour the opposite way.
I finished watching fucking King of the Monsters, Legacy of the Monsters. I was like, damn, man.
I didn't finish it. No spoilers. Those are monsters.
Hell no. I'm going to spoil the shit out of it. You be doing it for everybody. You ruined
everything. I've only seen TV like show. Four episodes. I got a long ways to go.
You got a while to go then. It get good. It get Time and Wimey and Whimsy. And shit, your favorite.
But so. I need to watch that. I need to watch Godzilla Minus One that everybody said was the best of all time.
I don't know how to actually watch that movie.
It was only in theaters for like theaters. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think it's going to return to theaters for a special showing for like 2 days, like a black and white version or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know when it's going to be on streaming or if it's going to go to HBO or what service it'll be on. But it just came out in theaters like in December. And it was only out for a short period of time. So I want to see it since it got like a 900% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What I noticed is the fucking Godzilla in Minus One and the Godzilla on his other show, they don't look right. The one on Minus One looked like he got short bus arms. They designed him very strange. He looks very different than the one we using over here.
What I saw is that one in Minus One is supposed to be more OG, original, authentic, and not like looking at the little girl and being like, oh, I love you. Let me save the people. No, that dude in Minus One is just fucking everybody up, killing everybody. Yeah. And if you got short arms, but a fucking, you know, something else big swinging around, then let it be.
That man
he's mean.
Like he was on the short board. He got T-Rex arms for sure in Minus One.
He had long, he didn't have T-Rex complete little stubby arms back in like the black and white days.
If you look at
he was a dude design. In a suit, but it wasn't
it was a dude in a suit, arm. But his arms were short. They made him look more like a snake then.
Then he's going back to the OG style.
Yeah, because I think it was us who made him look like the way he looks now. Like it wasn't, that wasn't like there. It was.
Well, they kind of modernized and Americanized it when they tried to make all those series over here.
Yeah.
So either they adapted it to America or we took that shit and tried to run with
Godzilla
it.
Godzilla 2000.
But I want to see that Minus.
I want to see Minus One. Let me see your Minus One.
Plus if one. You minus one, you got an issue.
But yeah, I need to watch that too. That's another one I need to put on my thing. So
for all mankind, get to it.
Yeah, I do that. I do that. All mankind. You been watching any sports lately? I know you're a fake sports person.
So man, I wanted to see some sports just because it's playoff time and that's exciting because the games matter more and it's
cool. Who the fuck is your team?
I don't have a team.
We know.
I know you tested me. I ain't got no team, but I was going to watch something, but then I don't have cable. Don't have a subscription to anything.
You don't have cable?
How? No, I'm not. I don't pay for cable. I don't have no subscription.
I mean, okay, I get that, but you have streaming, so you don't have any kind of sports streaming?
No, sometimes
on regular TV.
No, sometimes they put it on like some football games are on Apple TV, some are on Amazon, different shit. But this one was on Fox, which I don't have.
You can stream Fox for free. Fox Sports. No,
you have to log into your fucking DirecTV Dish Network account to get on that stuff.
Fox Sports doesn't make you. Now,
whatever happens,
does Fox Sports does not.
well, whichever one it was, no. It said no. So I couldn't do it. I, not that I tried. I just made all that up. I didn't try.
I know.
When I Googled it, it said you had to have some shit. Plus, I looked at the, I was going to do the $5.99 NFL Plus. So for $5.99, you get audio. You got to use your imagination for the visual. So if you want to see it, you got to pay $15.99. I wasn't going to do that for a couple of playoff games. So I was like, fuck that. I'm not into sports this year. Fuck it. So someday, if I get a channel where I can watch the Super Bowl, of course I'm going to watch that. But I guess I'm going to miss all these playoff games.
All you do was ask me, dog. I would have had you.
You had a sub? You can give me that login?
I'm not going to get you a login, dog. But hey, man.
I'm going to watch the Cowboys get destroyed. Oh, man.
Bro, it was a sad day in Dallas that day. It was. I was laughing my ass off. I was having a good time. It was a sad day in Dallas. It was. These folks were hurt. The season that they had every year,
they're used to it.
Yeah, it was one of the best seasons that they've had in a long time.
I heard the homie did good. Was CJ something? CJ Stroud or what's his name?
Wait, that's Houston. What are you talking about?
Okay, see, I don't. That's what I'm not following. I heard one homie did good. Another guy did bad. So,
well, Dallas did bad. They're down bad. They're down they're real done bad.
For the season.
They're done for a season. It's remarkable. It's like,
how do you pick that up every time?
I don't know. So like every year, every single year, night in, night out, every year. Since I've been here, you know we're going to Super Bowl next year. You know we're going to Super Bowl. I'm like, dude, y'all can't get out of the first round of the playoffs ever.
I saw the stat that since the expansion team got added for the Texans, or they got transferred wherever the hell to Houston, they've won 5 playoff games, and the Cowboys have won 4.
Yep.
That's
about
up.
Right. That's about
but
right.
The Cowboys have been in the playoffs more, but they only won 4 fucking playoff games. Like, what is happening, bro?
I mean, the Cowboys hadn't even been in the playoffs more, really, because honestly, there was a whole bunch of years where they didn't even make the playoffs. And then even if they did make the playoffs, they was getting exited so soon. I'm like,
but those people, they're going to be the next city like Detroit, like the Detroit Tigers, where it was like 197 years since they had a title.
Detroit Lions?
No, the Tigers. Even the Lions, they're struggling. Everywhere struggling. Yeah, 0-16 Lions.
Detroit struggling. Ain't shit in Detroit winning.
Well, there was a long time before where the Tigers, you know, couldn't get shit going.
They'll be
suffering in Detroit, but it's like that for the Cowboys, because if every year you just get kicked in the dick like that, it's got to be demoralizing. Like, how do you suit up and put that suit on and that jersey on next year and get back into it and just keep going?
I would be like, look, y'all need to trade me. This shit trash. Like, you go into every single year thinking that you're going to be something. It's not the team that I don't have a problem with. I don't hate the team. I think there's things that need to be done with the team, sure enough. But I don't hate the team. It's not a situation where, like, oh, I hate the team. They try. It's the fans here that makes me be like, I don't want to do this with you.
You don't want to be a part of it?
Yeah, because it's like the most obnoxious fans in the world are Cowboys fans, and I don't understand it. And it's even more obnoxious with people who are Cowboys fans who don't even live in Dallas or have never been to Dallas. It makes no sense to me.
I love the memes that always come out of it, or the way people, other teams make fun of the Cowboys fans all the time. I get a laugh.
If you them boys. You still them boys? Yeah. You still them boys.
That's okay. So that's just entertaining to watch them fail. But I did hear good stuff all season, like, oh man, the Cowboys doing good. They win.
Yeah. They went 12-5.
Doing awesome.
They won the division and everything.
I saw it too, and I was like, maybe something's gonna happen. We're gonna have a team in Texas go far, and then boom.
Somebody said that dumb shit where they were saying that it was gonna be a Cowboys versus Texans Super Bowl.
Oh, I'm like, y'all
smoking a lot of crack.
If anybody put money on that, they poor now.
Yeah, exactly. Houston did win, so they did make it that far. But man, they won a lot of crack.
They've won a playoff game before, but then they don't keep going.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
It's probably going to be the same thing. They did good right now, and the next week they'll get stumped.
Yeah, there won't be a Rangers-Astros rivalry with the Cowboys and the Texans. It's not going to happen, so y'all can let that one go. It ain't happening. It's just trash, man.
It'd be cool, though.
I don't know if there will be a good, if anybody will want to see that.
Cowboys versus Texas Super Bowl?
Yeah, I don't think anybody will really want to see that. I mean, just being honest,
Texas, I don't think so. I don't know how much
Everybody else in the United States hates fucking Texas. That's a problem.
The Cowboys I don't know if they are. When I was growing up, they were called America's team.
Yeah.
But I don't think anymore.
Texas has done a lot of shit that make other states not like them. So I don't think that's a good, it would be a good Super Bowl. I don't think it would be.
Who's America's team for the sports? Do we have national teams anymore?
I mean, really, Dallas is still America's team, still technically, but then there's like three other teams that kind of sailed about the same amount of stuff. Green Bay, because they were winning a whole bunch. San Francisco, because they, you know, they're the 49ers.
Seems like that.
Huh?
Yeah, that's established. That's kind of like old school. They're riding on their coattails of like the old people history. Yeah,
so they still there. I mean, NBA, America's team is the Warriors because everybody loves the Warriors.
Nah.
I'm a Warriors fan. You can eat all of my ass.
Okay, they're cool. If you on the recent bandwagon of the last 15 years, but I remember when they were like 0-82. Like, don't be like the fucking Sacramento Warriors.
Sacramento Warriors? What are you talking about? No, okay. So, wait. America's team for the 100 years was the Bulls when Michael played. Yes. But nobody cares about the Bulls now. Yeah, but nobody cares about the Bulls now. The Lakers are steel. The Celtics are steel.
No, the Celtics don't exist. Maybe. Oh, the Supersonics, they got killed.
The Super Sonics, not the Celtics. What are you talking
about? Okay, anyway. But Celtics aren't America's team. That's from the white boy. What's his name?
I said the Lakers is like the quintessential team that everybody flocks to is the Lakers. Because they've had a superstar on their team for about 50 years. Like, there's always been a star.
I'll say basketball, Lakers, football, Cowboys, baseball, the Yankees?
Yankees, probably.
Yankees or the Dodgers.
Yeah, those two. Yeah.
And what are hockey? Maybe hockey
sometimes the Cubs, sometimes, but
middle of the country, the Cubs, maybe.
Cubs, sure. But hockey is probably like the Penguins or
Detroit Red Wings.
Red Wings or the
Boston Bruins. I don't know. The Florida Ravagers. I don't know.
None of those teams exist, but okay.
we'll go with the Boston Bruins do exist.
No, I'm talking about the Florida Ravagers.
I bet there's a fucking Florida Ravagers double A minus A fucking soccer team or something. There's somebody out there called the Ravagers.
if it wasn't before you just said that, when somebody listened, I'm like, that's a perfect name for this team. Florida Ravager.
I'm gonna ravage the other team.
The guaranteed.
I'm Googling that now. Florida Ravage, not Savages. Florida Ravagers. Ravagers. Oh, man.
This bad.
There's no Florida Ravagers. So that's an open team name.
Somebody can have it. We can start our own basketball team in Florida Ravagers, even though neither one. That'll be Matt's team. He'll be the general manager.
he can take over. He can run that shit from down there.
Sonars.
Sonotex sounds like some kind of futuristic tech startup. Hey, we're Sonotex. We make stuff.
Sonotex sound like futuristic Aztecs from fucking Mexico. That's what it sounds like to me.
It's futuristic Aztecs. Damn.
Wrong group. Sorry.
That's cool though.
But yes, Sonotex is not coming. But I mean, that's sports. What you don't, I know you don't care about soccer at all.
Nope. Yeah. I still don't know when someone's offsides. I can't tell what's going on.
Soccer is hard for me to follow. I know you kick ball in net, but I don't understand why the shit has to be 90 minutes. I don't understand it.
And then like, why? What still fucks with me is the referee apparently can add extra time or not.
Yeah.
I guess it's up to him.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, hey, keep playing or I'm just going to cut this shit right now. Like, so what's up with that?
It'd be me. I would, every time a game would need an extra time, I would be out that bitch. I'm like, nope, no extra time. We out. Let's go. Like,
I got to go home. Bye.
Bro, the game is already 90 minutes of people running back and forth. Bro, I don't want to see that shit all night.
Well, 90 minutes ain't nothing. A football game is 3 fucking hours.
It's like two halves of 90 or some shit. Whatever it is. I don't know soccer. But
last time I played International Superstar Soccer, I think it's like two halves of 45 minutes or something like that.
And the stoppage time is when somebody kicks somebody in the fucking dick and they roll her on the ground for 15 minutes and oh my dick, and then get up and run down the fucking thing. Man, look, there should be a penalty. I think that's also the reason why I hate soccer. Is in every other sport, if there's a fight, hockey is the best. Hockey live is like, I'm not gonna even lie. I'm not a hockey fan. Shit. That is one of the best sporting events to go to in person ever is a hockey game.
I agree.
Hockey match. Hockey is a game or match? Whatever.
Game anyway. Set match.
Right. But I don't understand in soccer, a dude can pink, like purple nurple somebody, twist a nipple. The motherfucker falls to the ground. Like, we know.
It's some bitch made stuff. It's like, it's weird that it's part of the game that you brush by someone's shirt and you fly 20 feet and roll around and cry.
Let them dudes fight each other.
But they're trying to get like, oh, let me get my free kick. Let me get my penalty. I need my 5 yards to get closer. But it looks dumb as hell because we can all see it. And we got 4K HD. We can like zoom in and slow it down and see how stupid you look. But
right.
I don't know why it's such a big part of the culture that these big superstars are just flopping. Like you don't see, or you know, people in other sports that are big names.
You do. You see flopping. Not that bad.
Not terrible.
Yeah, you see flopping in basketball. Yes, and they get away with some of it, but it's not as bad as soccer. Soccer, literally, they lay down for like 35 minutes, and I'm just like, this is
they're trying to get those cards, man.
I don't give a fuck, bro.
They need those yellow cards. Need those reds.
Let them motherfuckers. Like, if you get kicked in the dick, y'all have to stand in a circle and punch
play it off. You gotta walk
for 2 minutes and then walk it off. But that's my soccer update.
Stand in a circle, damn.
Go, man, you or whatever.
That's your sports, Jeff. Sports minutes.
That's my sports talk. Back to you, Chris.
Oh shit! Don't kick it back to me.
Well, anyway, but yes. So that's not my thing. Sports ain't it. Sport ain't it. I tried to get into some esports, try to get you on that game, and once again I get shut down. Just no invite.
About to say, okay, I can't invite you to a 2-player game, and I already got my spot filled.
Shit. I mean, what the fuck? I can watch. You can talk. This man, you literally started a server
to let play a game boy with a dude. Watch.
And the man told me to get out. He was like, "You're not wanted here. We don't want you here."
I said, "You can hang out as much as you want, man." But this man, you're like, "I'm out. I'll let you have this room for yourself. Goodbye."
I mean, well, shit, I wasn't even invited. You didn't even say, "Hey, Jill, we in here talking to each other. We hanging out." Nothing.
I didn't know it was like that. I didn't know you want to like listen to us play a game and go, "Hey, run to the corner.
Into
the
corner. Watch.
Let me pick up that thing and share the loot."
Yeah, I want to see it. Let me watch it.
I know you're a little voyeuristic, man. You got that twitch in you. You want to watch people play games?
This man here,
but
like,
if I could stream it, I would have. But I was playing on my Steam Deck hooked up to my TV, you know, with my 720p medium graphics.
Why did you do that? That makes no sense. You have a computer.
But my computer don't play game.
Well, true.
So, that's true. So, but I can. I have my dock hooked up to the TV, just like I was playing Remnant with you. I docked it to the TV and played it that way. I could dock it to my monitor, but I had to move the dock around and plug it in. I didn't want to do that, so I just gamed in that room over there.
You ain't got no dongle?
I had dongle. I don't want to move it back and forth.
Get you long dongle. You ain't got no long
dongle? Not that long. Oh. So it wasn't going to fit over here. So I docked it. I played it. I was playing it through my deck on my TV with my PS5 controller. It worked great. So that's a cool setup. So it was it's a shitty game. You shouldn't be jealous of nothing because it's a good 6.5 out of 10 game. The Atlas Fallen. It's like a shitty action RPG type of thing. But the exploration is cool. You run around the world, jump on stuff, get your powers, and all that type of stuff. But it's not doing anything the other games that way better than that haven't even done. But it's co-op, so like just to fuck around, jump in. Shout out to the Jason. Got on there my once a year game with Jason, maybe once every 2 years.
Yeah, you
seen this on the game. You're like, where my shit at, bro? Where my
I mean, I didn't even get a shout out. You want to come hang out? I ain't get none of that.
Man, I'll put on my Sunday best and you can come watch next time. I don't know when our next session is going to be, but it's going to be a few sessions.
This man here.
And then you want to slide me in? If you want to play something that's not a 6,000 hour game that never ends, then maybe I'll play a single player game with you.
Sports.
Yeah, okay, we can play Madden 22.
No, I just
yeah, I saw. Okay.
Sports.
Grab the D. Grab the dragon.
Okay, let me ask a question. Why this is how I know the internet just straight up is fucking taking every bit of things we say, no matter what we say. no matter what we say, I already know. It's the internet is taking everything that we say. We talked about gravity earlier, and I'm looking at my fucking feed right this second, right? I get one thing for grab the D, and I get another thing about the gravity on the planets.
You already got, we just talked about gravity.
I know. We just talked about it. It's in my feed. I ain't seen shit about gravity in my life in my feed. It's in there.
Oh, shit.
No joke.
They're listening to the microphone.
Bro, this is fucking ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah, they're not even trying to wait 2 days to suggest gravity to you. They're just like doing it immediately in the moment.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But so don't talk about
them. They don't even try to hide it.
Don't be talking about them dicks. You be talking about, I might get a whole thing full of dicks.
Yeah, your feet will be all dick. All the time.
Damn. Yeah, that's fucked up. Is the warden telling you to come eat yet? Is eating time? No,
we gonna be hitting those burgers up tonight, man.
What kind of burgers?
A ham. I mean, what kind you got? We got a hamburger.
Bro.
They're gonna have the ham and the hamburger. Probably some, let me see. I don't know if we have lettuce. Some mustard, some bacon. The patty is gonna be made probably with some onion and some jalapenos or serranos mixed in. Maybe some
jalapenos. What is with you and putting peppers on every fucking thing?
Dude, come down here. That's the life. You got to have a pepper involved in a meal some kind of way. A pepper reduction, a pepper addiction, a pepper subtraction. Peppers on top of the pepper patty. Like, there's spice and pepper on everything. It tastes good, man. It gives you that little oomph, that little kick in the tooth.
I'm good. I don't.
But they taste good, man. Put some serranos in your ground beef with some onions. Like, some bites, you get a surprise.
I don't need peppers and everything. I don't need that oomph, as you just said. Because I'm going to eat that oomph. I'm going to go shit. Like, I don't need the oomph. Why? I don't want oomph. I want less oomph.
It's nice, but sometimes it's a subtle one. It just has flavor. When I'm not trying to hurt myself, burn my mouth and shit, but you never know where pepper came from. So sometimes you get one, it's going to fuck you up. And then that burger is going to be hard to eat, but that's a risk I'm willing to
take. I find it funny though, because you didn't like nothing. You ain't like pepper. You ain't like sauce. You ain't like lettuce. You ain't like none of that. And then all of a sudden you go to Sotix, she tell you to put it in your mouth and you eating everything.
Yeah. I said, yes, man, I have another. Oh yeah, there's gonna be avocado on that burger. There's
gonna be some cheese. Man, y'all doing too much now.
There'll be some avocado toast. Yeah, there's gonna be a fried egg. No, there's not gonna be all that, but it's gonna be stacked and ready to go. It's gonna be nice. You can come down here and get a good ass burger, man.
No, I'm good. Y'all eating a fucking salad on a burger.
What do you have? You had your salad and that's it?
I stopped eating it because I didn't want to sound like a munchy, crunchy motherfucker on this damn podcast. So I stopped eating.
How many chews does it take you to finish a salad? Because my jaw hurts eating a salad.
An entire salad?
I feel like I gotta chew more. I got more jaw action. I gotta give that sloppy top to the salad to get it down. It just feels like I'm like, okay, is my salad the first thing I gotta eat or the dessert? Because if I eat it at the beginning, by the time I get to my entree, my fucking mouth is tired.
Bro, sometimes you say some shit that I just don't understand why you do that. This man.
But okay, regardless of how it comes out, I think you understand where I'm coming from.
Yes.
It's a lot of chew. It's like
there's a lot of chew, a lot of action. When it comes down to eating a salad, it's a lot of chew. Depending on what kind, and it also depends on what kind of greens you have. Like if you have extra greens, like the super greens, like the real greens, not the little shit.
And the super greens, you said, yeah, super greens. Like super Jews.
Like, yeah, super greens, dog. If you get a salad with super greens in it.
Like big old piece of cabbage.
No,
I like cabbage. I like a big, like the big old like the loincloth size fucking greens, like the big ones.
Loincloth? I don't know what the fuck you be talking about. Loincloth size.
Like I'm trying to look at the leaf.
Oh, no. Loincloth size.
Like, okay, something that could cover your front parts like Adam and Eve, like a big old leaf, a big old piece of salad.
Okay, bro. You eating the salad off in front of David and shit. What the fuck is you doing?
David, what the hell?
The statue of David, bitch, that he has the fucking loincloth ass fucking leaf on the front of his tiny picker. Little ass picker.
Statue of David.
Pecker. I would have fought a motherfucker who made a fucking statue of me.
There's no leaf over it. It's a showing.
Ain't no leaf there? I could have sworn there was a leaf.
No, I went there and seen it. No, actually, I didn't see this one. I saw another one, but I've seen a lot of statue Pepes, but this one is exposed.
I thought, well, in little, I would have fought that motherfucker to show my little pee-pee. You better make my pee-pee bigger, boy. Like, you make my pee-pee actual size, we got problems.
No,
we
compared to, look at this, compared to a person, that's pretty big. That's bigger than that person's head right there.
His wiener ain't past his balls, dog. What are you talking about? You motherfucker sitting in the middle like a scrimp. What is you talking about, bro?
Oh shit!
This motherfucker mini sausage lit having ass. The motherfucker got two. He got two meatballs and one fucking weenie, bro. And
but he's not paying attention. He's chilling. He's just looking at his apple.
That motherfucker and... Bush, bro. What is you doing?
Yeah, he had curly jeans, man.
Man, that is fucked up on so many levels, man. And you can, you know, that question is the hair on your pubes and the hair on your head the same? It looked the same to me in this damn picture. He curly upstairs and downstairs. Man, the homie had abs of a god, had a wiener, size of a gerbil. Like, what the fuck?
He pees on his balls. Oh, man.
That dribble, he definitely got pee on his balls. 100%. He pee on his balls every time. Wow.
But he's one of the most famous naked men of all time.
I mean, yeah, because it's so fucking small.
Okay, that kind of loincloth salad is smaller, depending on who you're putting it up against.
Oh,
but,
man. That man is not
long. I don't want no banana leaf salad. That's past the kneecap. Jesus. Have you seen a banana leaf?
I've seen a banana leaf, man. Banana, nana, nana. I've seen it.
Oh, man.
My goodness. This man. Yeah,
they'd have to have a banana leaf if they had a picture of Adam and Eve and Adam was black. They need a bigger leaf.
You know what? You know, I find it weird. There is no statue of Adam or Eve nowhere to be found in the history of people.
That would be a long time ago. Do you think? Someone would they were if I was the first human, I wouldn't know how to build a fucking statue.
I mean,
are you talking about the dude making a statue of himself or someone thousands of years later making an Adam statue?
I mean, well, you know what? You got a point. I didn't think this shit through until I said it. You're right. You're right.
So I'd be like, you know what? I'm the first homie here. I'm going to make a statue of myself.
The third homie. Do you ever think about that shit, though? Adam and Eve were the first two people on Earth, supposedly, quote unquote, right? That means they fucked. They were sister and brother. And
that's in the book.
No, let me finish. I'm not done yet.
Everybody under them is ancestral.
Yes. So they had kids. And all them motherfuckers were brothers and sisters. And they fucked. And then they fucked the other brothers and sisters. And
that's what the book says. That's what the good book says.
The good book says Adam was a hoe.
Hey, if you look around, it's me and you.
What are we talking about?
I'm saying, if you're some of the first humans and you ain't got nobody else to look at, you need to make some more. You need to have a party.
I've been like,
down, I guess.
Like, when you like, damn. Like, you ever been to one of them? Like, hey, you want to fuck? No.
I've been to one of those things.
I want to fuck.
Like, we're the only people on the planet Earth. I guess somebody told him to do it. Who knows, man? Somebody told him to procreate.
One of their sisters was D to F all day. And that's a damn thing. Shame to think about that. Like, one of them was DTF all day.
That's your people.
Not people.
But the pictures and stuff, the statue would be wrong because Adam's supposed to be black. The first homies, they started
man,
down.
You heard it here. We're going to get so much hate on this episode.
The first people was black. They sure don't look like Adam.
We gonna get so much hate on this episode. I don't know what's
up. Why?
This
why are people against facts? Was the first person not black?
Look, I'm not going to get into this because it's going to be
a debate. You're afraid to offend somebody and somebody says the first person was white? Then they look at the
first person wasn't white. I'm definitely going to say that 100%. I mean, it says in the good book, it already said hair of wool for Jesus, right? So, dude, they wasn't white as snow. Even if you say, okay, let's not even say not black. Let's just say not black. Let's just say they were something other than from the Mount Caucasus. That's just the honest truth. Come on, guys. We know.
They had melanin.
Them had melanin. So somebody had some melanin.
What is that thing? What's that thing you take to be sleepy?
Melatonin?
No.
It's not the same thing.
No, okay. When I was a teenager, those two things I got mixed up. So I was like, wait, why did it say that people got melanin in it? I thought melanin, you took that to go to sleep. <or something. laughs> They're very close on the scientific scale.
They're not.
Melatonin and melanin.
This man got melanin in him.
Could you take melanin?
Oh, man. I've taken melanin before. It don't work on me, though.
Why did you send me to your homepage on Twitter? Twitter.com.
My bad. I didn't mean to do this shit.
Oh, man. You're getting confused with the melatonin.
Oh, man. I got melanin in my system right now. I was trying to send you that. That was all I was trying to send you. That's better. I was trying to send you that.
Let's see what this is. It's not safe for work.
Time to wrap it up, though. It should be an hour. I'm hungry. I gotta eat this goddamn fucking salad. Oh, Michael Jackson. Yeah.
I'm glad the video paused before she could have got hurt.
Man.
She ate shit. Oh, gosh. Well, that's fucking funny, bro. Yeah. Melatonin, melanin, now everybody knows.
Melanin. All right. We wrap this thing on up, I guess. Go out here. Eat this salad. Do something
with
my life.
Cold salad. Sorry,
your
salad got cold, bro.
Man, yeah, man, you made me get my cold salad, bro. Man, you fucked me up.
Ain't that funny? Well, we know this, but some of your food sits out. Oh, it gets cold, man. It's no good. Some of your shit gets sat out. It goes cold. It gets warm. Oh, it's no good. That's funny. The food be be changing temperatures. So yeah. your salad getting too warm for you.
Cold.
Oh, I was about to say, how do you put it in the microwave and cool it down? But that's what a fridge does.
What? Why would you put a salad in the microwave anyway? What the fuck are we doing?
Exactly. I was trying to put the setting to cool it down.
The setting to cool down something that went in the microwave is yes.
Oh, you just put it in the fridge. Yeah, fridge. That's the answer.
Do you say the fridge or do you say the refrigerator? I think that's a cultural thing.
No, put it in the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
I don't say put it in the refrigerator.
I know I'm going to say refrigerator.
You said the whole word?
Nothing I said put it in the ice box.
Yeah, I say ice box. I say ice box. I say put it in a less cold part for the part with no ice.
Yeah. Let me put it in ice. But anyway, we're going to put this on ice. So I don't even know what episode this is. We ain't done the episode
in so long. 194 mainstream podcast.
I don't even think it's that. I don't even know.
I just looked at my little telephone. That's what it told me.
All right, so we didn't bring the show in. So bring the show in and take it out. Go ahead.
Special teams, special plays, special players. The mainstream podcast, episode 194. There we go.
There's only 191 episodes. Where are you getting 94 from?
Well, there's 193 episodes we've done. The last one was officially. Nope. Yes, because we had two bonus episodes.
Nope.
The podcast feed has 193 inside of it. But we have 191 named episodes.
Yeah, so this is episode
192. I'll take it back. We're not at 194 yet. My bad.
Okay, episode 194. Well, damn it, I did. 192, mainstream podcast.
194, we're going to skip. 194.
Skip four. You missed them. We was out 2 weeks and we did something. We ain't tell you about it, though. But we back, I guess. Eat more.
I'm going to take some melanin and go take a nap.
All right, go night-night. All right, thanks for listening. Bye. I hope you actually enjoyed it. If you made it this far, God bless you.
Bye. Sorry. Night.